so refreshing. Will you appreciate our worship team this evening? Yes. Thank you, Mercy. And you broke your string there. See? Nobody can stop us even playing with a broken string, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, guys. Folks, thank you for coming out this evening. For those who came late today, my name is Mel and my wife Susan. And we are campus pastor of number 8 campus in Brampton. Well, it's an honor and privilege to be here this evening. And we'll be sharing to you about the love of God. I'll pick up from that worship team this evening. And I just want to share also based on the love of God and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Since this is Come Holy Spirit meeting, I think we need to read that Galatians once again. We need to get reminded that the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And in Galatians 5. And many times in our lives, you know, as a human being, even filled with the Holy Spirit, when things not going through towards our advantage, we can easily react in a negative way, isn't it? And I just experienced that lately. My wife and I, we just got back from our almost a month vacation in the Philippines. And I just want to share to you briefly about this experience that we had when we were making a stopover in Detroit, Michigan. And we usually take a flight from Canada straight to the Philippines. But for some reason, we choose that flight because it's a little bit reasonable price. And when we were in Detroit, we were waiting for our next flight going to Japan. And it's a big airplane. It's 747. And it was a full flight. So we were, for some odd reason, there were a random checkings. And of so many passengers, we were picked by the custom officers. And it was not a pleasant experience. You know, I've been traveling, and I never had that kind of experience in my life, even my wife's. And we were stopped by the custom officers. And we were the last one, actually, to board, because we were interrogated for about 10 minutes. It's quite a long interrogation. And and we were stopped by this custom officers in Detroit, Michigan. And I was praying quietly to the Holy Spirit. Good thing is, the Holy Spirit is our helper. You know, he is always there with us when we got stuck somewhere. He just call in his name, and he's right there. And usually I easily got panic, break out, and even my wife, because especially when that kind of circumstances that we were not expecting to happen. So when I was praying to the Holy Spirit, quietly, silently within my spirit, and I said to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, why this guy stop us? We didn't do anything wrong. You know, we are clean. We are not smuggling anything. And as if the Holy Spirit is whispering to my ears, let him check you. Let him do what he wants him to do. I am always with you. And when I hear that, you know, comforting whisper from my ears, oh my goodness, I was at peace. I was so confident. You know, when it comes to the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you know, patience and kindness and peace. Because I asked the Holy Spirit, because I don't know what to say to that custom officer, because I never had that experience before. And it was a series of interrogation. He stopped us, and there were two guys there, and he said, "Don't you know Canadian immigration law and U.S. immigration law are similar?" "Yes, sir, I am completely aware." "Now, in your declaration form, you said here that you don't have 10,000 cash money in this trip." "That's right, sir. We don't have any. You know, I wish we have the 10 grand with us. You know, I wish." But he did not stop there. He kept asking us, and he said, "What about the value of the things in your suitcases?" And I'm thinking, he is only asking about the currency bills, if it is, you know, if it is more than 10,000. And as everybody's aware that if you are carrying 10,000 grand of US or Canadian dollar, you need to declare it. And I said, "Why this officer is asking another questions about the value of the items that we bring in this trip?" And I said, "Sir, to be honest with you, not even 1,000. So he was not happy. So what he did, he took my wife's purse and handbag just to check that if we are telling the truth. And he even asked us further, "What do you do for a living?" And I said, "We're both pastors." Now he even checked us even further. So he searched Susan's purse and bag, everything. And he couldn't find anything. He found some few dollars, but it's not 10,000. "I wish we have 10,000. Wow, 10 grand, I can do a lot of things for 10,000. And then he asked, "So how can you finance your trip in this trip?" I said, "Well, we have a plastic card. We have a credit card. So it's you know, it's acceptable there, you know, to the place that we will be going. So it is widely accepted. So we have this credit card. We have this credit card with us to, you know, for our expenses, for any things that we need." But the reason why I am sharing this to you folks is, in every circumstance in life, in the natural, when we are in that situation, especially if we don't ask the Holy Spirit, our natural tendency is to get mad, upset, and even curse those people. And you start questioning God, "Why God, why God, why me, why me?" And we are the last passengers to board on that big 747 airplane. And it's two by side, you know, table. And we were hearing the other passengers also ask behind us, "Poor guy." Didn't even know what to say. They were so nervous. They were so nervous. Just to encourage each and every one of you, Holy Spirit is already within us. You know, His presence is already within us. Whether it is a small, big circumstance in life, when you call unto Him, He is always faithful. And He even shows you how to present yourself in that kind of situation. It's a little bit nerve-wracking experience for my wife and I. But we choose to cling on to the Holy Spirit and exercise patience kindness and even peace. And just wait. Especially when you hear that voice and you ask the Holy Spirit, just stand still. Just take it easy. Let Him check you. You're clean. My conscience is clear. But sometimes even we are not doing anything wrong, and if we are not ready, we can easily react in a negative way in every circumstance in life. Folks, can I encourage you? The Holy Spirit is always there for us. He is our helper at all times. In every circumstance in life, He is always there for us, and He will never ever leave us nor forsake us. Everyone who has Jesus Christ in his heart, the Holy Spirit is right here with you. He's right here with us. And He is our helper. He is our comforter. He is our healer. He is our guide. He is even our teacher. And He is real. And He is a person. He is there with you. He is there with me at all times. And that immigration officer, custom officer, didn't even apologize after those. But I'm not seeking, I'm not asking for any apology. But my heart was clean. I didn't do anything wrong. And it so happened that my wife and I were picked in that random checking. Maybe it's so simple in your circumstance. But I think even in that circumstance in life will take us from that level to another level when it comes to character. It builds our character. It shows really the color of who we are when we are in that situation. Do we really have the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifest in us when that situation comes in our lives? We have 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the first one is love. How do we respond to circumstance in life, in our lives? Do we respond it? Do we respond in love? Do things and speak things through love. I think there is a reason why they put it first in love, in that order. It's not self-control on the top, but love and then self-control at the end. And it's 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. I just want to remind you, brothers and sisters in the Lord, I think we need to remind ourselves and read Galatians once again. You know, when it comes to law and grace, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We are motivated by the grace, abundant and surpassing grace of the Lord. That we can have this good perspective. That we see everything through the eyes of Jesus. I think that is the meaning, because, you know, I studied accounting and I work here at the office in accounting. Is there any accountant in these congregations or work in accounting? In accounting, there's an account called fixed asset. Furniture and fixture. And one day I was talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, what's the meaning of fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith? And it reminded me of practicing my accounting. Don't you know, Mel, there is a GL account or an account called fix and fixture, which is a fixed asset. So when you say fix, it's attached to something, attached to the ground. This building is a fixed asset attached to the ground. That thing here is a fixed asset attached to the wall. It gives me this fresh revelation of fixing your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Why do we need somebody to fix in our lives? There's something that needs to fix in our lives. And as we go through the journey of life, we have these ups and downs. Our life is like a stock market. It's up and down. is it not going steady? It's up and down. But how do we flow to the current flow of the Holy Spirit? By fixing our eyes on Jesus. To me, fixing is in every circumstance of life. How do you look your brother and sister who did something wrong to you? Do you see them through the eyes of Jesus? To me, this is my own personal view. To me, that is fix your eyes on Jesus, because I see others through the eyes of Jesus. I see every circumstance in life through the eyes of Jesus. No matter how much the stock market is growing, is crumbling down, and all these things going on in the world. But if my eyes fix on Jesus, I have security. Mm-hmm. I have hope. Because my eyes eternally settled and fixed on Jesus. That's how I view it. Because it's attached. It's eternally attached our eyes to Jesus. Because He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. It's all about Jesus. Let me encourage you, people of the Lord, that God is always for you. If God is always for you, then who can be against you? If your situation in life is, it's beyond control, you prayed, you fasted, you're part of the small group here at TACF or Catch the Fire Now. You did everything that you could think of. You prayed, you read the Word of God. And still, the prayer that you were praying, it didn't come to pass. This is what I learned. Learn to relinquish. Let it go. Why? Because He is in control of everything. Many of us fight. The good fight of faith is good. But many of us really struggle, striving and fighting for something. Well, folks, you done your best. You done what you think best. But always remember, God is in control of everything. The way He does things is not the same way how we do things. Remember the song that we were singing a while ago, Have Your Way. Have Your Way. Have Your Way. To me, that song is a total and complete surrender to your Master, to the Lord. Have Your Way. It is not just a song. It is the prayer of your heart. It's a total surrender to the Lord. Have Your Way. Have Your Way. So everybody is aware that His ways is not our ways. And we need to learn to relinquish. We need to learn to release. Let it go. Let it go. Because God is in control of everything. Oh, Pastor Mel, I've been praying for the healing of my child. I've been praying for my dad. I've been praying for my sister. And they died. Well, you've done your best. You've done everything. We are not God, but He is. Because He is in control of everything. And then the peace of the Lord will come to you. You know, in life, we struggle a lot. We strive a lot. It's good to hold on to God. But I have my own thing. I said, God will hold me, not me holding Him. Because if I will hold Him, I will struggle to hold Him. But if I will let Him hold me, then I am in His hand. He is holding me. I will not struggle, neither strive. This is Calm Holy Spirit Meetings. And many of you have been coming here. Friday after Friday, folks. And the Holy Spirit is so real. It's just a matter of fresh revelations and recognizing Him at all times. At all times. He is there with you. I think it's good inventory at the end of the day. Make a checklist. All this 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you know, every time I see this guy who hurt me, I already forgiven him a long time ago, but every time I see him, I still feel bad. But if you allow the Holy Spirit, it is not our own strength. It is not our own power, but it is the power of the Lord. Because God knows that we are limited. And we submit our limitation to His unlimited power. Because He is unlimited God. He's a powerful God. And God knows everyone's heart. God knows your intent. God knows the motivation of your heart. Who can hide from the Lord? Our life is like an open book before Him. We can't hide anything. You know, in Psalm 32 it says, in the shelter of your presence, you hide me. In the shelter of your presence, you hide me. In your dwelling, you keep me safe. He is our hiding place. If somebody is chasing you, if the enemy is chasing you, well, God is your hiding place. For those who dwell in the shelter of His presence, He keeps you safe from the intrigues of man. That's what the scripture says. He even keeps you safe from the curses of man, from the lying tongues. And it's a popular scripture. It says, no weapon shall form against you shall prosper. Why? Because you are on God's side. You are on God's side. Have you been felt injustice and somebody had taken advantage over your life, over the property, over the finances, even career, even your love life? If I were you, I would learn to do a relinquishing, learn to relinquish it to the Lord. There are so many things in life that we can't understand. It's full of mysteries. But we do know that we belong to God, that we can sing song of praises and offer our love to Him. Because He is God. God loves each and every one of you so much. He made each and every one of you for His glory. He designed each and every one of you not just to getting barely by day by day. No. We are a victor. We are not a victim. We are a champion. Amen. Hallelujah. In the turmoil of life, we have so many questions. And many, and some of you even hate your pastors and even your small group leaders. Well, your life is not in the hands of your pastor, neither in your small group leaders. Your life is in the hands of the Lord. We can easily blame people for the things that's happening in our lives. We can easily blame the weather. Thanks goodness, we had a mild winter this year. Otherwise, we have heard all those negative things about weather and heard about this Mother Nature, and the Mother Nature got mad at us also. Why? Because we have a power when we speak. And I think the Holy Spirit will not be happy about it, because he is so sensitive. Folks, let me read that. Galatians, if you have a Bible with you, you can read that with me. Galatians 5, starting verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit. So Paul is encouraging Jewish believers in Galatia to live by the Spirit. And you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. If we are led by the Holy Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. And that is really a big conflict. You want to do something good, and there is something whispering in your ears, oh, do this, kill this person. We don't want to do that, right? I think that is some case of the bipolar people, those who has mental illness. They are in conflict with each other, so you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. So everybody knows about the sinful act of the sinful nature. Two weeks ago, we hosted a former porn star here at the church. Her name is, what is her name? Shelly Lubin. And the Lord called her to the ministry. Because of the acts of the sinful nature, and they are obvious, like sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery. By the way, we visited one island in the Philippines. And when we visited that island, we sensed darkness in that island because idolatry is so strong in that island. And they have this festival like a Mardi Gras in Brazil. And they raise up this little idol like their gods in that island. They start enchanting. And it's so sad. A week ago, it was a breaking news. 5.5 earthquake hit that island a week ago, Cebu Island. And I think, I don't want to think that is a judgment from the Lord, but I think that is a consequence when it comes to idolatry. So idolatry is not only form of the idol things, but you can be idolizing something that is not from the Lord, that you idolize more than God. You idolize other things more than God, and it could be your career, or it could be your finances, it could be your investment in the stock market, that you idolize those things than God who provides, than God who gives. In witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like, I warn you as I did before. So Paul knew these things. That those who live like this, and this is the scary part, folks. Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. We don't want it to happen to us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Hallelujah. Joy. If your face is just like coming to Sunday morning or Friday evening like a marinated in lemonade, where is the joy? Peace. And if you are always panicking, and then you ask the Lord, so where is the peace, Lord? You said, in your word, one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is peace. But if you don't have peace, then you start asking God now. Lord, I need that peace. A piece of peace. Patience. Oh my goodness. Everybody wants like instant gratifications. Everybody wants like microwave. Get me this now. Right away. Kindness. Oh, one of the supermarket that I won't mention that supermarket on weekends. My goodness, when you go there, we just start lining up, checking out our groceries. Somebody will hit you, didn't even say, I'm so sorry, sir. Everybody's just busy. Didn't even have that kindness. And then goodness. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So, folks, these are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Don't start looking at your neighbor and say, oh, where's your fruit? Look at your own fruit. Before looking at others, look your life first. And celebrate. If you find one fruit in you, like patience, then celebrate that patience. Enjoy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're really manifesting. And then when we have that manifestation of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we reveal Jesus not only to yourself, but to the whole world, to your neighbors. Amen. Amen. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Wow. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, meaning the same page with the Holy Spirit, at par with the Holy Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, envying each other. Folks, I did not come this evening. Actually, I was talking to my wife today. I said I was a little bit hesitant to come this evening. You know, it's been a while that I have not been here at the, you know. And I was a little bit uncomfortable, actually. I was so honest to the Holy Spirit. I said, I've been pastoring for almost 4 years, but I feel nervous coming this evening. And I said, Holy Spirit, why am I feeling this way? And I just did some binding and loosing and everything before coming here today, and it didn't work. Nothing working. The more I did binding and loosing, the more I'm getting a headache. And the Holy Spirit just gently rebuked me. Just go there. Just go there. And the Holy Spirit showed me about this particular scripture. And it's not just for you, this is also for me. Because as I share His word to you, and I shared it to my spirit also, and it fed my spirit, this is a radical declaration that Paul said. Let me read it to you. I had been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God. You know, this is Paul's word, but we can learn a lot from him. This is his own personal declarations because of the revelations that he received from the Son of God, which is Jesus. But I think one of the prayer team wrote in that whiteboard about the revelations and the plans and the purposes of God in our lives. I think that revelations will give us and ignite us and take us to another level. Not the same old, the same old, the same old. Because God is doing new things every day. That God will take us from glory to glory to glory. Amen. Amen. It's a new day. It is a new day. And God has given us ability to adapt the newness. That is, He's always up for something new. That He wants us to catch that newness. Because He has equipped us divine ability to catch and embrace that newness that He is doing right before our eyes. Why He is doing it? Is He doing it for the outsider? No, it is for us. That He is taking us from glory to glory. He is doing new things every day. Amen. And what's the key, folks? What is the key? What is the key? The thing to me is your desperation. How desperate are you? How desperate are you to Him? Are you really desperate? Well, you can fake it for a while and then make it perfect later. Yeah, it's hard to come to that place of intimacy. But we need to make an effort though. And God will help us to bring to that intimacy, to that place of intimacy. God has placed that desperation in His people. We are living in the end times, folks. We are living in the end times. We are living in the end times. There is urgency. Remember the preaching of Carol Arnott about the 10 virgins? 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. Which one are you? Which one are you, folks? God has been equipping us by so many things. By so many things. Who were there at the ministry workers' night yesterday upstairs? And we had this speaker from Switzerland. His name is Stefan. And he shared. You enjoyed it, Ken? He shared about the calling of God and the passion that God placed in his heart. And something that really struck me is about Good Samaritan. It's about Good Samaritan. Because we are so busy doing something for ourselves and we forget about the story of Good Samaritan. And he even reminded us, as a believer here in Canada, read that story about Good Samaritan. When you lend to the poor and helping the poor, you are lending and helping the Lord. We are so much. We have so much to give. What's hindering us to move forward? We have so much to give to this world, to this dying world. What's hindering us? We have the Holy Spirit. Is it because of unbelief? Is it because of fear? Well, God has given us the power. God has given us the power to move on. It is by His Spirit and by His might. The Scripture says, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. All things. When He said about the Good Samaritan, really something struck me. This is again our trip back, our trip in the Philippines. And as we were going to the city, we're coming from the village, going to the city, and we got ride from our friends, and I was one of the passengers sitting at the back, or sorry, at the front of the car. And my wife and I, we saw this guy on the side of the road, bleeding. Somebody struck him, like a truck or a bike struck him. And no one were attending. In the third world countries, not like here in Canada, when someone happened like that or something happened like that, you call 911, all the help will come, but over there, nothing, because there are so many people. Nobody even dared to stop. And I was wanting to get down from the car, but we were driving. I just got a ride. And I was rebuked by the Holy Spirit at that time. I should have stopped the car and start praying for this guy who were bleeding. No paramedic, nothing. And I thought about that story of the Good Samaritan. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that nine fruit of the Holy Spirit is within us. If someone is in need, we'll be like that Good Samaritan woman. We will stop and extend our help to those needy. And He even challenged us last night. We have 24 hours a day. What about set aside between 15 to 30 minutes, Ken? And think what you can help. He is talking about all these needs in India that God sent him to India to minister in northern India. Folks, when God called us, He called us for a reason. Because the Holy Spirit is, He gave us the Holy Spirit that will enable us to do the things that God has called us to do things. And this guy left his comfortable life in Switzerland and fulfilled and obeyed the call of God in his life. And what was the result? The blessings. God expanded the kingdom of God in the northern part of India. A lot of Hindus came to know the Lord. And it's not easy, full of risk, because there are a lot of extremist Hindus. If you live among them, they're one of the... Is the internet on? It is scary to live among them. according to that story that he was sharing yesterday. And it is the power of God and the love of God that will enable us to do what he has called us to do because of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I get everybody to stand up? Hallelujah. Marcel, can we have a little background, sir? Thank you, sir. And then we will have a ministry time. Am I doing overtime? I'm fine, thank you. Thank you, Juan. You know, I feel like God is challenging, I'm challenging you when it comes to the call of God in your life. Is it because of fear or ungodly belief or doubt? And those three things are faith killers. Those three things were faith killers. Yes, we can submit ourselves, our humanity to God. And we can always ask him and pray for him. Lord, I am willing, but I have this doubt in my heart. Help my unbelief. And I just want to encourage you folks. Many of you, or all of you here in this room, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And he is everything. When we receive Jesus in our heart as our Lord and Savior, God did not leave us helpless. He sent us a comforter. He sent us a helper. And he's living with us now. And his name is Holy Spirit. And he is here with us today, with you. Actually, he's inside of you. Because the scripture says our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Our body is the temple. Think about that. Imagine about that. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Wow. Sure. Holy Spirit. Help us in our weaknesses. Help us in our unbelief, in our doubt and fear. Help us, Lord, to move forward as we pursue your presence to expand your kingdom, not only here in Canada, but wherever you want us to be. We thank you for this evening, Holy Spirit, that you cause us here to be here this evening, because this is your divine appointment for each and every one of us. Folks, I am sensing that I think it's about to renew your dedication to the Lord. Renew your calling to the Lord. Renew the calling that God has called you. It's just like a renewing of your mind. Some of you have been that calling and prophetic words and prayer. It just somehow it's become like stale dated. It got stale. And I'm sensing that the Holy Spirit is here this evening to refresh and renew that, so that there is a fresh fire, a new fire that ignites you and bring that flame, and that even catapult you to the new level. Come, Holy Spirit. You know the desperations of each and everyone here. You know our limitation, and we submit that desperation and limitations into your hands, O God. Lord, the scripture says the Holy Spirit is our great helper, and we totally dependently believe in your word. And Lord, we choose to believe that you are a great helper, that you will help us to fulfill the calling that God has called us to be. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and refresh us today. Come and refresh us today. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We are so desperate of you. We are so desperate of you. We are so desperate. Lord, this is the cry of our heart this evening.